MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
January 14th, 2014. From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Show for you tonight by hand. Our guest tonight from the Lifetime show, Under the Gun, one of our favorites, Mr. Tim Gunn, is going to be joining us a little bit later. First, like a car unable to move forward on its way to Fort Lee, New Jersey, we, as a nation, remain stuck in the news traffic jam that is Christopher Christie.
New evidence that will be coming out today on what many people are now calling Bridgegate.
Can the New Jersey governor recover from the Bridgegate scandal?
Chris Christie Bridgegate probe.
Bridgegate? First of all, Bridgegate? Come on! Does every scandal have to get a gate? Watergate was a completely different animal. It was a petty crime of political intrigue by an incumbent already cruising to an easy re-election victory. It was an unforced error where the cover-up was actually more damaging. I mean, this is no Watergate. This is about a... But the point is, now that we're looking at Chris Christie, the hunt for Christie scandals is on. There is blood in the water in New Jersey. But this time, it's not coming out of used syringes or discarded Teamsters.
Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop, a Democrat, considered endorsing Christie for re-election last year, but then declined to do so on July 18th. Over the next 2 days, Christie appointees canceled upcoming meetings with him.
Fulop tried to reschedule, but was ignored. He believes it was payback.
Scheduled meeting, rendezvous, and it was postponed. And, the pain. Listen, Mayor, that may count as payback on Downton Abbey. This is New Jersey. Payback's waking up duct taped to the roof of the Holland Tunnel during the Friday afternoon rush hour. Now that, I was going to meet with them, and then they said, well, what about tomorrow? Now, some have claimed that all of this... You like that? How could you not? How could you not? Some have claimed that all of this, the bridge shutdown, the leaning on mayors, is proof that old Governor Christie here is a bit of a bully. But on Fox, one man was smart enough to see through all that.
What about this bully narrative?
Well, I would have to say that in this sort of feminized atmosphere...
Feminized atmosphere, what, of New Jersey? Feminized, the state whose chief exports are Axe body spray and lit farts? That? That atmosphere? Or do you mean the feminized atmosphere in which we all have to coexist with each other?
Men today have learned the lesson the hard way that if you act like a kind of an old-fashioned guy's guy, you're in constant danger of slipping out and saying something that's going to get you in trouble and make you look like a sexist or make you look like you seem thuggish or whatever.
Ah. So bullies, thugs, and sexists are the real victims here. If you think about it, for not very long. Which is why this idea that the real tragedy in this entire situation is the overly PC vaginification of America. And that thought found a comfortable home on the Fox News Network.
I thought your analysis of the tough guy factor in politics was right on, Hume. Of course, I would say that because I'm a big target as well.
If you have that tough guy image. You speak bluntly, even sometimes rudely, especially if you take on certain interests, teachers union in Chris Christie's case, you do run the risk of being accused of being a bully.
Look, listen to how wistful they are for the old days. They're like the Wilford Brimleys of sexism.
You know, it used to be in the old days, neighbors would leave the doors open and people said, thank you and God bless you. And a good meal cost a dollar. And hell, you could grab a woman's breast and say, tune in, Tokyo. As if she were a radio, but I suppose times have changed.
How would it be then if this is about the feminization of America, that the toughest politician out there, other than Chris Christie, just happens to be a woman?
Political magazine up with a piece called Hillary's Hit List.
A list of friends and enemies, ranking them on a 1 to 7 scale, with 1 being most helpful, 7 being, quote, treacherous.
Turns out you don't need a dick to be a dick. And you don't see her partisans crying gender politics.
Would we not be talking about this if this was a man that was involved here?
I absolutely agree. If a guy has a list of people he's not too keen on, no big deal. But if a woman does, then that is a big deal, and then it becomes juicy.
Oh, for f***'s sake. Oh, do I hate our news media. You know, yes, we never talk about a male politician's enemies list.
The president still bullying the Supreme Court and adding to his Nixonian enemies list.
The Internal Revenue Service has been maintaining an enemies list of its own.
The Police Foundation, the country's leading think tank on effective and just police work, is on the NRA's enemies list.
During the Watergate investigation, the president had not only bugged the Democratic National Committee, but it also created enemies lists.
Wow! A lot of people have enemies lists, and it's kind of newsworthy no matter who they are, man or woman. Should I have an enemies list? I do. One word. Dairy, you have f***ed me for the last time. We'll be right back.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2011, Fox News premiered a novel new show, The Five. It was a panel show at 5 o'clock with 5 pundits whose opinions ranged from Wall Street conservative to 50-year-old frat boy conservative to George W. Bush conservative to conservative to Fox liberal.
When you walk down the street, you must feel like a Chinaman walking in an NBA rally. I would like to have a personal masseuse, mm-hmm. Preferably Korean. In Nigeria, what they must do is, the greatest scam artists in the world, they must teach them how to run scams and pickpocket people. And Iranians kill people. No more student visas for Muslim students.
Slow down, Chomsky. So that's their liberal. With more on The Five, it's our own Samantha Bee. Samantha, nice to see you. Now, Samantha, what do you feel like these panel shows like The Five bring to the analysis of the news?
John, I'm sorry. Please don't compare The Five to other panel shows, okay? The Five is so much more than just a panel show. It's life itself. It is everything.
How are they different from a panel show? They seem like...
John, perhaps you're unacquainted with my one-woman show inspired by The Five. I shall now perform it for you.
I don't think we have five tacos.
Easy, little John. Mama's in control now. John the Five is the storyboard of the human condition. And I know this because I'm Samantha Bee, and I watch The Five. The truth about The Five is that it's a story as old as time, a story of love. One that rivals the works of a Shakespeare or a Nicholas Sparks. This story of love is rooted in that deepest human emotion. Riding the boner train to Pound Town. It's the tale of a winsome blonde ingenue, Dana Perino, a young girl new to the big city with big dreams and a heart so pure, she makes Mary Poppins look like a disgusting whore bag.
I am in bed asleep by 10:30. I'm definitely awake by 6:30. There is a certain word that rhymes with truck. Should the detainees be given the E word in the first place? We're going to discuss next time.
Erotica?
I can't say that.
But the reason they don't start families is because they feel like they're not financially secure enough
to start
a family yet. And it's not that they're not having SEX.
She can't say SEX. She's not a word. Falls for a good girl harder than a bad boy. And no boy was better than the rebellious Greg Gutfeld.
I was on Percocet for 7 days, best week of my life.
I'm drunk now. I've been drinking since 2.
I gave 3 people hepatitis.
Afternoon drunk who's riddled with hepatitis? There's gotta be a catch. Greg and Dana were total opposites. They should never have even been seated together. But once they were, electric.
These beautiful flowers.
Of your face.
And I wanted to give them to Greg. It's a photo rose. You could have this in your office.
Wait.
Greg was very chivalrous and gave me his jacket in the break.
How do I laugh at anything you say?
That is disgusting.
One last question to Greg. Is pot an aphrodisiac? Why
okay.
did you do that to me? How do you have that power?
I know. Is that...
Oh, you. Of course, a girl like Dana, she's not gonna have just one suitor.
It's a game of high-stakes international chess, so I put together a big old chess board right here. Can camera 2 take this? Because this is what you agreed to wear. We fivers want to take you through how we're dealing with the flu. I have to do this.
Okay. What is that? Is that ketchup?
Really, Eric Bolling? Prop comedy? That's not going to work on Dana. This isn't 1980, and you ain't no Gallagher. Besides, Greg and Dana's love couldn't be denied. Not that others didn't try to pull them apart. Which brings us to our story's villain. A man with a soul so dark, he couldn't abide Greg and Dana's happiness. He knew exposing their secret love would be a scandal the likes of which the world had never seen. And on the day the five were outside grilling meat, that's just what Bob Beckel did.
We put Gutfeld on here. We could have grilled Gutfeld. No,
that'll be the best meat you ever had.
I'm sure it would be. That's what Dana tells me. Is it?
Big mistake, Bob. How about I take those suspenders and hang you by your balls? But none of it mattered. All was empty. Meaningless, because it turned out Greg and
Dana had worse problems than Scumbob Big Pants.
I want to wish a happy 9th anniversary to my wife, Elena.
He has a wife? You have a wife? That's not something you could have mentioned in the 3 years you've been sitting next to Dana? You two-timing monster! Letting Dana, precious Dana, fall in love with you while you are just gallivanting around your stupid studio, laughing it up with your secret wife and your dick pills. You know what? All the while breaking her heart, you've broken all our hearts. Here, just take mine. I don't need it anymore. Burn in hell for all eternity.
So, what's your take on The View? Do you have
it? Oh, you know what? It's good. It's good in the background when you're vacuuming or whatever.
Okay, Sam Beath, everybody. Thank you, Sam Beath.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the co-host of Project Runway. His new show is Lifetime's Under the Gun. Guess who's DVRing that? Yeah. Welcome back to the show, Tim Gunn. Looking sharp as always.
I'm fantastic.
But why do I have to follow Samantha Bee?
Can I tell you something? Did she leave it out on the floor? Oh. That was like Patti LuPone, and she was
phenomenal.
That was Blanche DuBois level gesticulation. I thought it was amazing.
Really?
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
What
Thank
does
you
this
so
do?
Much.
They finally understood the gold they had with Gunn. Gave you your own show, this Under the Gun.
No, they were desperate.
Nah.
No, they were. Nah. No, they really were. We were scheduled, loosely scheduled, to shoot a new season of Project Runway.
Right.
Heidi was only marginally consulted. How ridiculous is that?
Heidi Klum.
And Heidi said, I'm not available. And Heidi and I have a little pinky pact.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that if either one of us can't do a season of the show, the other one's not doing it. So they came to me and they said, we can find another host. And I said, well, you'll have to find another mentor, too.
You stood up and you said, you can't do this to Heidi. Tim Gunn stands with Heidi Klum.
I did. I do stand with Heidi.
Nicely done, sir. You know, it's funny that you bring this up. Heidi Klum and I also have a pinky pact.
Oh, yeah?
If I could just get close enough. let me ask you this.
She loves you.
Did you? I'm very fond of her. You always look, before you were on television, did you always look this put together?
Oh, you flatter me.
Could you go out looking like a schlub? Or do you feel pressure now? You can't do that.
I can't do it.
You can't?
I can't.
And that's pressure.
Yeah, it is.
Sunday morning, you wake up, it's raining out, you've had a long night, you've been doing something, you're out, you're tired. You want to get up and you want to go get a paper and a cup of coffee and a Bialy with a schmear.
And I do it.
But what do you have to put on?
Well, I mean, I'm not a crazy person.
Okay.
In this weather, I'll wear a turtleneck and a pair of jeans and I'll put a pea coat on.
So you'll look as good as I've ever looked.
Stop that. You're one of the best dressed guys on television.
They hang it on my door.
Time.
I put, you have no, you should see. Can I tell you a trick that I do here? On Monday, especially in the wintertime, I do this. So I got long johns and I'll wear like a t-shirt over it on Monday. On Tuesday, I put the t-shirt on, I put the long johns over that. And then I just keep doing that back and forth. Then everybody thinks like, hey, that guy really changes his shirts. That's really true though, sadly. This show now though, have you finished taping it? Are you done?
We finished about 3.5 weeks ago.
And another New York production.
No.
Where?
The whole thing in Los Angeles. Now, this goes back to Heidi. Deference to Heidi, who lives in L.A.
I thought she lived in New York.
No, she lives in L.A. So she comes here for a season of Project Runway.
Okay.
Doing two seasons, we were going to do that in L.A.
So you went to L.A.
So I did.
Isn't it more difficult to do something like this out there? Because you need the access to those tremendous garment shops and those fabric stores and all that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, the traffic is a challenge,
I would
say. I mean, we have lots of field trips and we go back and forth to Mood for most of our challenges, and it just takes time. So we end up extending the workday, which means the designers get less sleep.
Right, right, right.
So it's not exactly a good
thing.
Do they
really, like, are they being, how long a day do you think somebody would have there? Like a designer, let's say they're on the show, 12-hour day, 14-hour day? I mean, what do they do?
It's more like an 18-hour day.
Oh, for God's sake. Really?
It is. I will tell you this, though. I mean, let's talk about a challenge setup day.
Yeah.
We travel to where we set it up, so that's an hour. Then it's all the lighting and everything else. That's an hour. You know what this
works like. Yeah, so it's sitting around.
And then we present the challenge, and then they sketch, and then we have to travel to Mood, and we shop at Mood, and we get back to the workroom. By the time we get back, they have about 10 hours to work. So
let me tell you something. That's why God invented Adderall. All right. Well, I'm excited to see this,
Thank
my friend.
So
I'm
going
to watch this. It's Under the Gun, premieres Thursday.
Thursday at 9.
Your own show.
Lifetime.
Very excited.
Thank you.
Tim Gunn, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.